Time to get into the day's top business news, starting with the latest comments from Moody's. Moody's expects a continued stalemate on structural reforms in South Africa. The rating agency says the run-up to the governing ANC leadership elections will continue to weigh on already weak business confidence and hamper government's fiscal consolidation efforts. Economist at Argan Asset Management, Tabi Lioka, joins us for this conversation. Thank you for your time, Tabi.
It's a pleasure.
First, what do you make of Moody's comments overall?
Look, I think that they are concerned about uncertainty. I think part of their comments is linked to the December elections, ANC elections, and the fact that actually there has been maybe a bit more campaigning versus talking about structural reform and trying to grow the economy.
Moody's has also highlighted concern over the term radical economic transformation as a policy. What's there to be said about concerns in that regard still being a factor?
Yeah, I mean, that was an interesting one because they tend to not comment on certain terms and more on the economy, growth, the fiscal policy, monetary policy, etc., current account. So it was very interesting that they actually mentioned a policy which has yet to be fully realized, and they said that they are uncomfortable with it. I'd rather they wait for it to be implemented or to be clarified versus criticizing it. But I guess, you know, we have signed up to Moody's to be rated by Moody's. And if it's one of their concerns, we should also take heed and, maybe engage with them further about this radical economic transformation.
Tabi, the rating agency then indicated that rising poverty may curb Treasury's efforts to rein in fiscal deficits. Is this the case? Do you agree?
That's true, because so if you've got rising poverty, rising unemployment, slow growth, it becomes very difficult, especially for revenue on the revenue side of the fiscus, because that we need an increase in revenues so that we can close the budget deficit, which is something that the rating agencies have highlighted. So the inability to close the budget deficit, or the risk of actually fiscal slippages, is high when you have slow growth, high unemployment, and increases in poverty. Poverty also means that more and more people will rely on the social grants, and that will mean that more money has to be allocated towards these people.
What then should be made about the tone of these comments by Moody's? Are we expecting a downgrade? We've also seen reports that the rand has been forecast to be 7% weaker in 12 months on expectations that credit agencies will cut the local currency debt rating to junk status.
Yeah, so with the 7 months time, I think they're talking to, so the next rating review, apart from the December one, is in June. And for some, like S&P, if they can't keep the same outlook for longer than 12 months. So they have to make a decision whether to upgrade us, so to speak, so that we are at neutral, or to downgrade us, which means that we're going to be one notch down. So they are referring to that. I guess It is the risk that we face if we don't reform.
Thank you so much for your time. Always a pleasure speaking to you. Economist at Argan Asset Management, Tabi Lioka, talking to us about the latest comments from rating agency Moody's.